Each and every one of us, we've got so much to be thankful for. And God has truly been merciful unto this nation and unto each and every one of us, and I'll have to say unto me particularly. The plan of salvation was for whosoever will. Christ come to be that sacrifice for each and every man, woman, child that reached that age of accountability, that they might be able to reach out and take hold of forgiveness. You know, back in the Old Testament, under the law, the sacrifices, God was very strict about what He required of the animal that they was to sacrifice. And it couldn't have a blemish in it. Even though it had nothing visible, when it come to them slaughtering it, if they found something wrong with it, it was rejected. And God was wanting you and I to have a perfect sacrifice, and that's why Christ come and live His life without a fault, a blemish, anything that man could find wrong with it, it wasn't there. Anything God could find wrong with it, it wasn't there, because He sought for a perfect sacrifice. And Christ became it. And then even more, you'll find that when it come to Christ dying, that God was taking care of basically two things, I guess you'd say, with one sacrifice that was being given there. Christ was the sacrifice for sin, but He also became that Passover lamb for all of those that would believe. And you'll find, if you go back and read and study out what the Passover was for, it was because when God brought them out of Egypt, the very last thing that it took for them to be delivered was all of the firstborn in Egypt dying. And to protect the Israelites from that, they had to kill a perfect lamb. One without blemish, and they couldn't break a bone in its body. And they had to eat it that very night, dressed, ready to make a journey. With the blood of that lamb upon the doorpost of the house in which they was eating it in. If they didn't do all of those things, the firstborn in that house would die. Well, you and I today, God brought it down to each one of us. I know I live in a house where there's three people dwelling, me, my wife, and my daughter. But when it's in the eyes of God, I'm here dwelling in a house all alone for God. This house is the one that I have authority over, that I can open up for the Lord to come in. And in this house in which I live here, it's up to me where I let the Lord be first in it all, where I let the Lord come in and fill this house at all. And you and I today, it's time for us to realize that God still wants to live and dwell with man. But in most of the hearts and lives of people all over the world, God is being shut out because they don't want to, I guess you'd say, pay the price that it takes for them to have God in their heart and in their life. And we see today, all over the world, people that call themselves Christians, but yet they blend into the very world in which they live. They don't stand out apart. And God wants you and I, if we're true born-again Christian, to let our light shine that the world might see that there is a difference. Art, if you'd like to read with us in St. John, the 19th chapter, and start with the 31st verse, and this is after Christ died. In the 30th verse, the last thing that Christ spoke before dying was, "It is finished." And then in the 31st verse, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day. That meant it was a Passover day. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his leg. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith truth, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Now here, everything that was done was being done according to the scripture, because God predicted how that his son would come, how he would be born, how he would live, how he would die, how he would raise, and every bit of it, that you and I might know, that even those in that day and time, they might know there was something different about this man than anything that had ever lived before. And Christ, he come, as I said already, to fulfill that lamb of sacrifice and to fulfill that lamb of Passover. Why you and I, we come to pray, we can accept him as being that sacrifice for our sin. But that's not good enough. We must also have that blood apply to our heart and our mind. You'll find I've heard people say it took one drop of his blood to purify me. I'm afraid it didn't do that. It took all of the blood that Christ had to wash me and you clean from our sin. It takes that blood today. Still be applied to our heart and life today to keep us in the place that we're pleasing in the sight of God. It takes you and I coming before God willing to sit down. And in Christ said, you must eat this body of God. You must drink this blood. We got to be willing to sit down and eat the very word of God. Christ said, I'm the living word. And you and I, if we truly been born again, that word is something we can feast upon and find strength and life for. Just as they ate that Passover lamb to have the strength to make the journey that was ahead of them, you and I, unless we sit and just feast upon the Word of God, we will not have the strength to make the journey that's required for us to go to heaven. You and I today, the world don't want to know anything about God, but a true born-again Christian is going to want to know. They're going to want to dig in and find out. You know, when I come to the Lord and God forgive me of my sin, that was great, that was wonderful. But then every time that I would sit and read the Word of God, it just kept feeding me. It was being renewed in me all the time. What I thought was so wonderful and so great, I didn't understand, and I still don't today understand the fullness of the work of God. I don't understand the mercy that God has and the love that He has, that God would reach down unto a man that curses me, that wants no part of it, that don't care anything about God, and yet God reach down and knock upon that heart. God go out of His way to reach down to that soul, might be saved. They may have low in sin, they may have gone
to reach down and deal with a lie, that they might come to Him and know what it is to be forgiven. I did not begin to understand the love that God had for me when He forgave me of my sin. And I still don't understand the love that God's got for me. Because when I fail and I get on my knees, I find there's always forgiveness there. I find that He's never there to throw up in my face the many times that He's forgiven me. All that He's done for me in the past, it's just like it's a whole brand new day all over again. Everything that God has in store for you and I, He's waiting for us to reach out and say, hold up. He's got everything that we need. We can eat her full, and it's still there for you and I today. Christ come to fulfill the Word of God, there to make a way for us, and that way is still there made, ready and wait for whosoever will. I don't care what the world thinks about you. They may say that person is hopeless. They're not thankful. Even the rulers of country that have been so vile, that shed innocent people's blood, that doesn't seem to care for life at all. Even that man, if he called upon the name of God and bowed before Him, could still find forgiveness. You and I today, though that the world may hate us, though they may like to have the power to do away with us, God, through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, said that we can walk upon streets of pure gold. We can go where He is. Do you realize that Christ's words promised us that? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto me, that where I am, there you may be also. You and I, Christ has done exactly what He said. And each and every one of us, the Scripture, the Word of God, time and time and time again, it says in it that the Scriptures may be fulfilled. Why? God brought it so you and me. You'll find here, it was over 500 years before then that He spoke there would be a bone of His body broken. And yet when He was hanging there on Calvary, the other two men's legs were broken. You know, when I was such a young Christian and I couldn't, Lord, I couldn't understand what it meant to them breaking their legs there on Calvary. Was it because that pain was so great that it would cause them to die? No, that was it. Because of hanging there on the cross, after a while you get when the spasms in your chest get so bad that it just clamps down the word. You can't get any breath, and the only way to breathe is to push against those nails when you think of where it raises you. Or your chest cavity can open up and be able to take air into it. When they break the leg, it takes the strength from those legs. When they can't push up and they smother the lead hanging there. But when it comes to Christ to fulfill the Word of God, Christ said, no man takes butter, but I lay it down willingly. When you come and know that God is sitting to do, He has shed His blood, He has lived the life, He has done it all, He said, it is finished, and He gave up the gold. They'll see if He was dead. They knew there was no reason to break the leg. He wasn't dead, He wasn't hanging there, a still little life, but He was totally dead. And because of that, fulfilling the scripture, they could see clearly that he was dead. And because of that, you and I can see, though they drove the nails, though they hung him there on such a tree as that to suffer and die, when it come down to death, it was in Christ's hands. He said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and died. You and I today, Christ finished all that needed to be done for us to make it to heaven. We just got to come and accept it and live under that blood in the family of God, that we might stand before Him redeemed. You know, as we were saying there earlier, that Passover lamb, they had to eat it all. And what couldn't be eaten before daylight, they had to burn in the fire. None of it could be left. You and I, in our lives, you could say, "Well, I can read the Bible in just a matter of days, weeks, depending on how fast you read and how much time you take in studying it and running out." I've read the Bible through I don't know how many times. But I still, every time I sit and read it, I find new things in it. It's not like any other book. That's why we need to sit down. You know, I like good Southern cooking. And no matter how much I've had it before in my life, I find I still need to sit down and eat a few times each and every day. Why? If I don't, I find my strength beginning to fail. It don't take long for you feel your body just growing weak. Why? Because you need that nourishment. It's the same thing in a Christian's life. The devil can say, "Oh, you read the Bible. You read it from cover to cover. You know what it said. You might know what it said. But you still need to set it based upon it. And you'll find that God will speak to you. And point out things to you that you didn't understand before. They can just come out to you. They will help you in your daily life. That feast of the bold and lamb. Learning what it is that God does. That we need to be supplied with. That we might face tomorrow. We don't know what the journey has out there. But it will take the time to read the Word of God. We can begin to understand. And each and every one of us, when we stand before God, when this life is over, if we've lived the way that God wants us to, I don't care how much that we had to deny ourselves of the things of this world, how peculiar we may have looked in the eyes of the world, when we stand there and we hear God say, "Well done, enter in," there's not going to be a soul regretting that they had to turn their back upon the things of this world. But those, when they hear Him say, "Depart from me," they're going to find all of the pleasures that they had in this world was worth nothing. They would be gladly willing to give every bit of it up if they could only change their fate at that time. But then it's too late. You and I today, God is standing with arms outstretched to every human being on the face of the earth that wants to know Him, saying, "Come, come." Christ died. I don't care what denomination we are, what nationality, the same Christ died for all. He didn't put no limits on it. He said, "Whosoever will, let them come and drink of the water of life freely." You don't have to pay a priest. You don't have to pay a preacher. You don't have to pay nobody to get forgiveness. Christ paid for it. You just got to come and bow your knees and ask God to forgive you. Repent, truly sorry of your sin, and confide forgiveness. Isn't it wonderful to know? Know it. it was almost 2,000 or about 2,000 years ago that Christ come and died. It's still sufficient today. He's still reaching out, knocking upon men and women's heart, inviting them to come unto you and I today. Why we get so strong to sing? If you don't know God, don't keep going on this sin. The Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die and after death the judgment. You and I, we don't know how long our life is going to be, but I thank God it makes no difference when death comes. If our heart's right with God, we don't have to be afraid of what we're going to face in the hereafter. But if there's sin in our life, we better be afraid. Because God said there was no sin going into that holy city. You and I, when we come to the Lord, He said for us to keep ourselves unspotted from the things of the world. That means going before God, examining ourselves, taking inventory. Anytime we find something wrong, repenting of it there before God, that we might stand before God pure and clean and in His sight, without spot or without wrinkle. While we sin, will you come? It's your choice to make. Nobody else can decide for you. Are you willing to accept Christ as your Savior? Are you willing to accept Him? Reach out and take hold of that hand and walk with Him. Not willing to go along with the things of the world, but willing to go the way that God wants you to go, to be to what God wants you to be. You and I today, God is still reaching down. If He's speaking to your heart and your life today, it's only you that can open that door. And we said earlier, it's the individual house that you dwell in. Do you want God to come in and live in that home with you? In your heart, do you want Him in there? If so, open the door and invite Him in while there is time.